am often astonished to learn that pieces that are well known and cherished may not be by the composers they're said to be by. Good examples are Albinoni's Adagio and Purcell's Trumpet Voluntary. I was recently really surprised to discover that Haydn's well-known Serenade for Strings is not by him. This elegant little piece with its delicate violin melody over a pizzicato accompaniment so often appears at weddings or as background music for refined occasions. The Serenade was actually by a Benedictine monk called Roman Hofstetter. He sent his string quartets to a publisher in Paris. The publisher, Ballot, decided to pass the quartets off as Haydn's, as the composer was very popular in Paris at the time, and the use of his name would increase the sales. It was only in the 1960s that Haydn experts discovered that Ballot had scratched Hofstetter's name off the plates, but that his name was still visible on some of the parts. Hofstetter, in turn, was published by the publishing house Breitkopf as the composer of a viola concerto that was actually written by his friend Krauss, the so-called Swedish Mozart. Hofstetter was a busy man. His monastery was in the Odenwald region in southwest Germany, and he was in charge of the monastic kitchens. He also directed the choir and played the organ. He was a great admirer of Haydn, and he said, "Everything that flows from Haydn's pen seems to me so beautiful and remains so imprinted on my memory that I cannot prevent myself now and again from imitating something as well as I can." Perhaps it is because of this that this serenade was attributed to Haydn for so long. So here's the famous serenade that was originally thought to be by Haydn, but is actually by Hofstetter, played by I Musici.
Thank you.
was Hofstetter's Serenade, played by Imazici. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons.